We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jackson takes the snap, looks to the right, pocket collapsing, fires back of the end zone. It is caught! Touchdown, Seth Roberts! 5 wide, Jackson wants to throw, has time, fires to the end zone, he's got a man, touchdown Ravens, Mark Andrews, as he leaps into the stands with the Ravens' second touchdown of the game.
Time brought to you by House of 1000 Beers. It's time to stop by House of 1000 Beers, locations in Wexford and New Kensington, the home of the best Reuben sandwiches in town. That was Jerry Sandusky, the Ravens' play-by-play man. Not go by Gerald. Which is a move.
I think there's an even easier move here for him. And I know why. I can imagine why he doesn't want to do this. He says, it's my name, damn it. I'm whatever. I think you go first and middle there. Whatever his middle name is, you just go, I'm Jerry so-and-so.
Peter. Or if, Peters. Jerry Thomas.
If your name, or if your name is not like a middle name that really works as a last name, just tweak it a little
bit. Did you ever think about going by a stage name?
Yes, because my middle name is Michael, so I thought about going as Chris Michaels. People would think, oh, maybe he's related to Al. We'll give him a job. Thoughts?
I thought about going by Andrew Carnegie.
Oh, dude.
And if I came...
The robber baron himself.
If I burst onto the scene... And I am not Andrew Filippone. I am Andrew Carnegie.
Oh, man.
I think I'm currying favor, and I think I'm building up a massive audience from day one because people, and I would
associate that name with wealth, with being correct.
Pittsburgh.
Prestige. Oh,
all
you'd
those
come
things.
You'd have come here and been unbelievable. You'd have been a hit. You'd have been a hit from day one. Not that you weren't. I thought of going as Chris Michaels. I wonder if anybody here goes as a stage name and you and I don't know it.
Ron Cook.
It's actually like Ron's last name is all C's, G's, Z's, and Y's. It's like some random name. Cook's definitely the candidate, right? Although it'd be a nom de plume too, because he's been writing.
Now you got my head.
Oh yeah.
In circles
here. Is Dunlap's last name Dunlap?
Will Lamar Jackson haunt the Steelers for years to come? The same way that in Cleveland, fans there look back and say, I can't believe we picked Kellen Winslow over Ben Roethlisberger. The Steelers needed a quarterback in that draft. They picked Mason Rudolph with a first-round grade.
He won't. Okay, so the comparison for the Browns there with Roethlisberger versus the actual pick they made, I don't love, just because I think next year if Roethlisberger's back and healthy, I know that's still a considerable if, but if that comes to pass, the Steelers should be pretty good again and a real challenger to the Ravens at the top of the division because that defense should be pretty damn good. They were the team that I thought did the best job on Baltimore this year in a lot of ways. After Roethlisberger's tenure, though, I think you're going to be looking at several years where Jackson's the creme de la creme here. Man, does he... It looks like... We've talked about this a lot. Would Brady have been the same guy had he gone to Cleveland? And it's like getting to the right place. Jackson's a special case where I think it was something where you knew he was talented, but you had to be at a place where they were willing to actually tailor everything to his talents. You sent out a tweet about him, like, being on the Steelers, right? The upshot would have been,
I just
like,
said, if the Steelers had
picked him.
Had picked
I don't
Jackson
think they would...
instead of
okay.
Terrell Edmonds.
Yeah.
What does our world look like? You've got Ben's successor. He's playing right now. He's improvising. He's
ad-libbing.
I wonder
if Ben would have taken him more seriously than he did Rudolph as like as a threat to him. And
of
I
course
if
he would have, because it would have been a first round pick.
I just
pick.
Wonder if that... Okay, so here's what I think wouldn't... Here's why I don't know if it would have worked perfectly here. Ben would have said, Fichtner's our guy. They wouldn't have just hired... Like, the Ravens, man... I think it bears mentioning over and over the unusual degree to which they committed to making it Lamar Jackson's team. You bring in Greg Roman, who coordinated the Niners offense for Kaepernick, probably the player who is most similar to Jackson in terms of basic athletic profile and skill set. They decided, you know what? Receivers are only so good as like the scheme we're going to run. We'll try to get a guy who fits that scheme, like a really fast guy like Hollywood Brown. And then we're going to surround this dude with a bunch of athletic tight ends for those short intermediate throws and be a churning, running, heavy team that can do a little bit of everything. That took a wild amount of faith in a guy who I think most people, myself included, thought was going to be too raw as a passer to make it in the NFL.
But the Steelers have a history with this kind of quarterback. They went to AFC Championship games with Cordell Stewart.
Yeah, and people tried to run him out of
town
immediately.
Ben Roethlisberger was not a true pocket passer when he was winning Super Bowls.
He's not Jackson.
He's not running first, or he's not going for 1,000 yards, but he's doing a lot of his damage.
Jackson's so unique, though.
But he's doing a lot of improvised playmaking outside the pocket using his legs to throw, and they did bring in Michael Vick. I think at some point we are going to learn if this Lamar Jackson trajectory continues and he does win the MVP award and he's a force to be reckoned with for years. I think at some point we will find out how badly guys like Kevin Colbert and Mike Tomlin really valued or liked Lamar Jackson.
We're going to find out that they coveted him?
I don't know if I'm not speaking that into existence. I don't know that they did. But if we're going to be game planning and worrying about Lamar Jackson for years to come, it bears mentioning that the Steelers thought they found a franchise quarterback in that same draft.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
And they just tried to wait it out and say, we don't need to make the pick in the first round. We'll do it two rounds later. And sometimes when you play that game with quarterbacks, you lose.
Yeah, I think that I can't decide what makes them look worse. If they really had a first-round grade on Rudolph and misevaluated him, because, I mean, can we all please, I'm begging you, Pittsburgh, agree with this, that he is not the quarterback of the future. He stinks right now. He is not good.
I'm not going to say that. I like the first point. I don't like the second point.
Okay, fine. He doesn't stink, but you know what?
I can't shovel dirt on him for losing on a short week in Cleveland with a bad offensive line and all of his weapons out.
So what looks worse? He's not the quarterback of the future, but they identified him as a first-round talent, or did they lie? And just try to make that sound good. I'm sorry, I don't think that they are above bending, stretching, or otherwise massaging the truth.
You should have seen me yesterday. I'm in my car, my wife and I are going grocery shopping. I basically punted on watching football because I figured there's not really a game now that the Ravens are blowing up the Texans that I really want to watch or need to watch.
Was she excited when you said, honey, I'll go with you?
Oh, I did everything yesterday. We cleaned out, did a ton of house cleaning. We went grocery shopping. We took the dogs for a walk. I was husband of the year material.
It's like in old school when he says, nice little trip to Home Depot and all that stuff. That's what you're doing, basically. You're not Frank the Tank
anymore. But at the same time, some of the stuff she was saying was going in one ear out the other because I was looking back at the draft and I thought, well, if the Steelers had taken Lamar Jackson over Terrell Edmonds and then, say, in the second round, instead of taking James Washington, they take, Justin Reed to play safety. And then after that, in the third round, instead of taking Mason Rudolph, they take a wide receiver and it's or a tight end, and they take Mark Andrews. You know,
I don't think the Steelers would have. I know you made that statement about Roethlisberger, but really, he was still a much more traditional. He was just a taller John Elway as far as scrambling ability, what have you. I honestly don't believe the Steelers would have tailored an offense or gotten things ready for a smooth transition to Lamar Jackson. When they know Ben is going to retire.
But does the talent rise to the does the talent cream rise to the top with Jackson?
I think his talent is
it did last year?
I think his talent is so unique. I think last year was such an odd case of them catching everyone flat-footed. I just wonder. I think he is in the perfect place.
Okay, last point on this. Are you starting to look at Lamar Jackson as in it for the long term? Not just a one-hit wonder.
He's not like
the mighty Boss Stones of this season.
Well, the impression I get about Lamar Jackson is that he's going to be a guy who's really good for as long as he stays healthy. And I don't think he's a guy that will. Okay, so people got mad when anyone would suggest this. He's going to take a kill shot hit from somebody and be out for the season. But look at what Cam Newton did running the ball so frequently. eventually it just created him wearing down.
Yeah, you got to pay the piper eventually.
I think he's going to have a pretty brilliant career, but it'll be like in the 7 to 12 year range, not the 12 to 16 year range.
Fan weather brought.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.